You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
All right, morning enthusiasts. Do you struggle to get out of bed in the morning? How about losing your energy by midday? Do you experience brain fog in the morning or lack of motivation? Well, you are not alone. I heard you loud and clear, and that's why I created the Hit Savers app. I have great news. It is live. So go to the Google Play Store and the Apple Store to download it for your best morning routine ever. You'll get more energy, mental clarity, productivity, and it will even position you to find your purpose. That's right. Hit Savers will prime you to get up, dress up, and show up in your life every single day. Go to www.luneedlewis.com/hitsaversapp to download it for free today. I'll see you in there. Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and I am honored and super excited to have my next guest to come on the show today because we're going to talk about all real estate investment. And today's guest is Michael Morosky. Michael has 30 plus years in real estate investment experience, owned and managed over 75 million in real estate holdings, an entrepreneur, author, real estate investment trainer, public speaker, and personal coach. With a strong personal resilience and a deep desire to help others live an extraordinary life, he has coached hundreds of real estate investors to fulfill their dreams. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I am
great
blessed.
To be here.
Oh, so happy to have you here, Michael. I am blessed. Thank you for asking. Go ahead and tell the audience. I know you have an extensive background in real estate, but I know it didn't start there. So go ahead and give us a little background into your journey here.
Yeah, sure. One of the things that you asked was, you know, what is my background? You know, and I think you said it when you said I was an entrepreneur, but I'm a serial entrepreneur, which means that, you know, I've started more than one business, right? I started my journey, I got in the general contracting business, and that's kind of a funny journey because I started a swimming pool contracting business, and I live in the Midwest, and it's kind of hard to do that business or be in that business in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So I transpired into a general contracting business. I did room additions, kitchen and bath remodeling for years. And one morning I just woke up and did not have any fulfillment anymore and said I needed to go do something else. So I sold my business, took about a year off to decide what I wanted to do. Along the way, I had done a couple of rehabs and foreclosures and decided to go into real estate business. So what I did was I went and I sought out the best real estate agent in my marketplace, and I asked him what made him so successful. And I'll tell you how long ago this was because he made a cassette tape for me. So that was a while ago. But he talked for 45 minutes on how to build a successful real estate business. And I listened to that tape every day for about 8 months as I got my license and got established and got into an office and started selling residential real estate. In my first 8 months in the business, I sold 78 properties, didn't know a soul, all for sale by owner business, and became REMAX Rookie of the Year that year. And from there, I grew a team where we were selling about 100 to 125 homes per year. So a pretty extensive career. You know, when you look at the average agent in our marketplace, they sell maybe 12 to 15 homes a year. And so we were very productive. We did a lot of business. In 2005, I saw the market starting to switch. And I knew that if I was going to keep that lifestyle, I would have to go do something else. So back when I was in the construction business, I did a lot of work for a company called Inland Real Estate, and they're the largest real estate partnership opportunity in the world today. And back then, they had a model that was very simple. You raised money from private individuals, you married it with a real estate deal, and you ran and operated that real estate, and everybody made money on it. Everybody was productive. And so I went into business in 2005, opened a small boutique private equity company, and we raised $18 million in 30 months and went out and bought $60 million worth of real estate. And that consisted of 4,000 apartments in 5 different states. And from there, we converted into the property management business, and I've been doing property management and coaching and training since then. So,
wow, you have experienced tremendous growth to buy that many apartments in all in 5 different states. That you had to had the people, the right people in place to help manage that, right? Because you are going national.
Yeah, very true. One of the things I always did was I made sure that we looked for good talent. And we had people who joined us who were very good at their job. And, you know, there seems to be, when you're growing a business like that, there's a lot of moving plates is what I'd like to say.
Yep.
And a lot of things that need to be done. And you need the expertise. And I believe that if I hire people smarter than me, that I get things done a little bit better.
Yeah. Steve Jobs has a great quote that says, I hire smart people, not so I can tell them what to do, so they can tell me what to do, right?
I love that. That's a great quote.
Yeah. And yeah. So that's what you find talent that you put them in the right places and they thrive. You don't need to know it all.
Right, right.
So with the amount of growth and, you know, to start off in your first year, 78 properties, that's like unheard of, right? Especially given the stats you share, people are selling 12 to 15 homes a year. You actually just, you found the secret because you had a mentor. You asked the question. You knew success leaves clues. And you asked your mentor, how are you so successful? And it sounds like you followed his blueprint turn by turn.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's what we do. You're right. Success does leave clues. And if you follow successful people and do what they've done, you generally can be successful yourself. You know, I love the quote that says that if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I'm passionate about real estate and I love what I do. And it's like never working a day in my life because I continue to learn and I continue to grow. People say, why do you love real estate so much? And I love it because there's so much to learn. There's never the same thing day after day.
Yeah. And it varies. And it's a good point that you brought up, Michael, because it is true. When you find your genius zone, when you find that talent, that thing that you do so naturally that you enjoy doing, it doesn't feel like work. You're absolutely right. Where you can work 16-hour days when it's just like, oh, I'm just having fun. I'm just learning new things. I'm just learning new skill sets.
Right.
I'm just having a good time. So I love that you brought that up because a good portion of the show is talking about, you know, your purpose and how do you come about stumbling across it, right? How do you start to see your purpose and actually hone into it?
Yeah.
Some of the best kept secrets in multifamily investing.
Well, you know, one of the things that I feel is one of the biggest secrets in multifamily and that people rarely talk about is the exit plan. I've been in the business a long time. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years on seminars, going to trainings, personal coaching. I've been coached personally by some of the best in the industry. And what I find is nobody ever talks about the exit plan. And I really believe that and my strategy is to teach the people that I work with about the exit plan. Let's talk about that up front. So you find a property, you're going to buy this property. Well, how are you going to get out of it? You know, there's an old quote that says you make money in real estate on the way in. And you do. That's when you buy the best deal, right? Is you buy it on the way in. But you don't realize that gain until the way out. Mm-hmm. So if you want to truly realize the gain, you need to know how you're going to get out. So that exit consists of different things, right? It could be a complete liquidation. It could be a refinance. It could be an equity partner. There's a number of things that could happen along the way, but you have to plan those things. You have to plan the timing and the event and those are the things that really cause your real estate transaction to be profitable, no matter if it's a single family home or a 400 unit apartment complex.
That's interesting, because I don't think many of us think about the exit plan. We're solely thinking, okay, what the appreciation rate is. Okay, I purchased this property and it's going to appreciate. And then we have this long-term mindset, right? We're thinking 20, 30 years down the line versus thinking about, okay, when we decide to exit, what is it going to look like?
Right. Yeah. Right. And you need to know that in your own mind.
Yeah, just to keep that in the forefront. And so is there one thing in particular that you can share with us in terms of what is an appropriate exit plan?
I think that, you know, I kind of mentioned a couple of things. So there's you can completely sell the property. And any one of these exit plans, there's pros and cons with it, right? If I completely sell the property, now I have no more tax reductions. I have no more cash flow. I have no more asset,
yeah,
right? But I have a chunk of cash. So now I have to think about, what am I going to do with that chunk of cash or that profit that I made? You know, I either have to go and do a 1031 tax exchange and try and roll that so that I can, take a less consequence on the tax. Because when you sell a property, there's that tax consequence that comes with it. But if you refinance, and that's part of your exit plan, you can pull cash out actually tax-free. Mm. And that can be an incentive to people. So can I pull cash out, keep the asset, and go do something else with the cash that I pulled out? One of the strategies I really like is an equity partner.
Okay.
And I did a transaction in Texas a few years back where we bought a deal and we bought it with private investors, but we had an institutional partner that wanted to become part of that. And I like to say we courted this guy for a few months as we bought the property and we started to make changes in the property and re-tenant the property. And he came to me one day and said, "Hey, I want to be your partner." So we brought in a new equity partner and bought out our private equity partners. And it was a very profitable transition for us at that point. So I think that what you need to do is you just need to think things through. One of the things I find is that people don't take enough time to work on their business. You know, Michael Gerber wrote a book called The E-Myth. And in The E-Myth, he talks about working on your business versus working in your business.
Yep.
Too many of us are practitioners, right? And we spend time in our business every day. But who actually takes the time to sit back and think about it and work on your business?
Yeah, I've heard that same quote, and it's a very powerful one, is to actually learn to delegate the tasks that are not helping you with the 20% to help you grow, right?
Right.
So it's a matter of like, you need to be able to work on the business, not in the business. And I love that concept. Because you don't want to be boggled down with the small task, and you can't see the bigger picture, and you can't make the big decisions that are required to help grow and scale your business.
Right.
Michael, I would love to talk about your book. Tell us about the exit strategies.
Right. I wrote a book called Exit Strategies, and that'll be out by the end of the summer. I'm having the final edits done on it right now. And I talk about that. I talk about pre-planning. And what I do is I model an apartment complex that I bought, a 450-unit property in the Dallas market, and how we bought it creatively. We did creative funding on it. It was a $15 million transaction, and the owner held the paper on $2.5 million and a second mortgage also on the other $2 million. And I walk through the entire process in that book, and I model how what's important in a multifamily transaction. And I really model the ability to buy something that large creatively. And, you know, I'll tell you, I bought that property with $250,000 out of my pocket.
What?
So those types of things happen out there, but you have to be active and you have to be in the business. So in Exit Strategies, I talk that through, but I really talk about how I modeled from the beginning what the end was going to look like and what I needed to do along the way, from repairs, from the acquisition through the repairs to the re-tenanting, to the management and operations, to the resale. And when you have things pre-planned, things go smoother for you than if you're just running off the cuff. And I like to talk about what the end is going to be like.
Yeah, it's a great strategy. Starting with the end in mind, then you can work your way backwards. And I don't know why Steve Jobs keep coming up. It must be you, Michael, because another quote just popped up, and it's the one he said he was giving at a commencement, and he said, always, it's easier to connect the dots looking backwards than it is looking forward.
Isn't that the truth?
It's precisely what you just explained, what your book is going to be covering.
Right. Yeah, hindsight's always 20/20. And yeah.
Yeah, that's really, it's really insightful. Michael, go ahead and share with us, you know, for men with your stature and your success, I mean, I'm so honored to have you on the show and the experience that you're bringing on. How do you get up, dress up, and show up? Tell us about your morning routine. How do you set yourself up for success each day?
Well, it's interesting, you know, and I just want to make a comment about Steve Jobs here.
Yeah.
I'm a Steve Jobs fan, and, you know, I have a quote of his in my book, and it's actually the quote, the little blurb that he wrote when he came back to Apple and reinvented Apple. And he talks about the disruption, and he talks about people working for Apple that are not your normal people. They're the misfits, the people who want to put the square peg in the round hole and make things different and make things change. And I believe that that's who I am at the core. And that's what I try to get my students and other people to take a look at, is how do we disrupt what we're doing around us? And how do we break the status quo? And how do we come outside of our box and our shell? And I think a lot of that starts with morning routine, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of really a good segue. But when I look at my morning routine, I get up early, and you can find me in the morning between 3:30 and 4 o'clock normally. And I start my day that early because I like the quiet. And I like the quiet time. And I spend time with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spend some time in meditation where I really can concentrate and think about what's going on. And then I exercise. And I every day, I do take 2 days off, but I'll exercise and work hard. You know, I've seen over the years people go exercise, but they don't work hard. And, you know, I'm a little older now. I have to work a little bit harder to try and, you know, keep my energy up and stay young. And then what I do is I get to what matters. I get to that one thing. You know, Gary Keller is the owner of Keller Williams Real Estate, and he wrote a book called The One Thing.
Yeah, The One Thing. Yeah. One of my favorite books.
Yeah, a great book, right? Mm-hmm. And what he talks about in there is focus on the one thing. And what made sense is that so many people multitask, right? And they try to do two or three things at one time. And what happens when we do that is we don't do any one thing really well at all.
Yeah.
So it's really important to stay focused. What I like to focus on in the morning as part of my morning routine is my prospecting. How am I attracting business? How am I seeking new clients? If I'm an investor and I'm going to look for properties, what am I doing? My one thing that day might be to search out properties, evaluate them, see if it's something that I need to go look at. If my one thing is that I need to create a listing appointment because I'm a sales agent, I'm going to spend time working on building a listing appointment.
Yeah.
And prospecting, right? Mm-hmm. So what's your one thing that you need to get done? And focus on that and time block. So I'll time block throughout the day. So in the morning, I carve that time out for what's really important. And I don't veer from that, because I know if I do and I get off track, it's hard for me to get back on.
Oh, yeah.
And then throughout the day, you know, when I was selling residential real estate, I would go in and from 8 o'clock in the morning till noon, every day I prospected. And then here's what I would do. If I had appointments, I'd go on my appointments. If I didn't have appointments, I'd take the rest of the day off. So if you do what you're supposed to do, your business will come together for you.
Yeah, and I love the notion of being able to rest, to properly, to take the day off if you don't have anything else going on, because that's your way of treating yourself. That's your way of saying, great job, you executed, and now that everything's off your list, you can relax. Or you can have the time to think bigger, to process, to actually envision in what the next plan is, what the next goal is. Because I think we don't give ourselves, even me, enough. We don't spend the time to think. we don't give ourselves the amount of time to quiet the mind down, quiet the soul down, to actually hear when God is talking to us, right? Because prayer is us talking to God, and meditation and silence is God talking to us.
Absolutely.
We don't spend enough time in silence.
Right, right.
And I love that you brought that book up, the one thing. It really hones in on time blocking. And it has a beautiful piece in there about willpower, about how willpower is not at your will. It's not at your beck and call, because you start with it, it's strong in the morning, but it you lose it throughout the day as you start making more and more decisions.
Correct.
That piece stuck with me so much, because now I realize in the morning, I'm up just like you at 4:30, a little half hour later than you. I'm up at 4:30 every morning, and I focus on the big things. I plan out the day and work on things that will grow my business versus what I'm going to wear today.
Exactly. You know, one of the things you talked about as we were getting prepared for this was a transformation, right? How do we transform ourselves? And I think that transformation comes from that powerful morning routine.
Absolutely.
It comes from that meditation, that time with God, that prayer time, time in scripture. That's where that transformation happens for us. And that, if we start our day there, everything else seems to stay on track a lot better.
They fall into place. It's as if we are being guided, divinely guided throughout the day. And it's just because we were obedient that first hour of the day with our time.
Right.
We were using it effectively. We didn't allow somebody else to control our agenda. We set the tone.
So what's interesting is if you do that, and you do that consistently for a period of time, and I don't mean one day or 7 days, but over time, what you find starts to happen in your life is later in the day when you're faced with a situation that could be challenging, you tend to revert back to that peacefulness that you gained that morning or that you've gained over time. It's not so challenging, and the tough situations tend to be a little bit easier when you live that morning life like that.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Michael. That is precisely what it is. Thank you for sharing that and recognizing that.
Sure.
Tell us, I want people to find you and connect with you. I know you're doing coaching as well. So tell us, how can we connect with you?
Sure. My company is called My Core Intentions, and you can find that website at mycoreintentions.com. You can reach me at mike@mycoreintentions.com. I'll leave you my cell phone number also. It's 325-436-7354. And feel free to call me and connect with me. If you want to schedule a free coaching call, I'd be more than happy to spend an hour or two with somebody to see if we can gain some knowledge for you and get you on the right track. And my book, Exit Strategies, will be coming out at the end of the year. And right now on my website, I have a free giveaway, the 7 steps for a quick multifamily acquisition. So feel free to go and download that for yourself.
Fantastic. Yes, I'm going to put all that on the show notes. And morning enthusiasts, you've heard it here first. This has been Michael, and he is powerful man of God, and his morning routine is robust indeed, but it sets him up for success throughout the day. And his number one secret that he shared with us is the exit plan when you purchase a property, and it's going to be detailed in his book Exit Strategy, which we'll put the name down below, so when it does launches, they'll know to go on your website, Michael, to be able to find it and download it and purchase. I thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity to be on.
My pleasure. All right, morning enthusiasts. Do you struggle to get out of bed in the morning? How about losing your energy by midday? Do you experience brain fog in the morning or lack of motivation? Well, you are not alone. I heard you loud and clear, and that's why I created the Hit Savers app. I have great news. It is live. So go to the Google Play Store and the Apple Store to download it for your best morning routine ever. You'll get more energy, mental clarity, productivity, and it will even position you to find your purpose. That's right. Hit Savers will prime you to get up, dress up, and show up in your life every single day. Go to www.luneedlewis.com/hitsaversapp to download it for free today. I'll see you in there.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.